Welcome to another JPR Live session, where we get to better know artists we admire and hear one-of-a-kind live performances from the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support of the Talent Club. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. Joining me today is a singer-songwriter supergroup made up of folks we've been following for quite a while. It's Mike Mentale, Anthony D'Amato, Don DeLego, and Brian Dunn. They are Fantastic Cat. They're playing tonight at Fry Family Farm, wrapping up the Ashland Folk Collective 2024 Fry Family Farm series. Showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets and more information are at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Welcome to JPR, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I need to add that this is the first time a band has requested tuna and catnip on their rider, but we like to accommodate. All right, I'll leave the jokes to you guys. The new record is Now That's What I Call Fantastic Cat. It came out earlier this summer. You guys have been hard at touring for a while. How's life on the road?
We're still here. No, life's pretty good, actually.
Good.
We had a good run this time. We flew in. We played Seattle. We played in Prosser, Washington, the most well-known part of Washington. Then we played in Portland last night, and we're in Medford tonight, so it's going great.
Then Sisters Folk Festival this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, you're heading up to Bend. That should be a nice show up there. I always hear good things about that. I want to get to the new album and your origin story, but first of all, coming up this afternoon, another chance to win a pair of tickets to see Fantastic Cat tonight at Fry Family Farm. But what do you guys want to start off with for a song?
We're going to start off with a song on our brand new record. It's called The Hammer and the Nail.
Very good. One. It's Fantastic Cat in a JPR Live session.
One, two, three. Sometimes you're the hammer, and sometimes you're the nail. Lately I just keep on getting screwed. When all your friends, they hire a lawyer, and you don't recognize who's in your bed, and the smoke's only gets you feeling normal. Maybe, kid, your best day on a dirty laundry on filthy floor, and a skeleton swims out your door, and your family won't return your call. No.
Lay. lately I just keep on getting screwed.
Oh yeah, you do. Sometimes you're the ocean. Sometimes you're the stream. Sometimes you're the hammer. Sometimes you're the nail. Lately I just keep on.
That is Fantastic Cat in a JPR live session. They're my guest today. They're performing tonight at Fry Family Farm in Medford. We'll have a chance for you to win some tickets to that show coming up a little later, and you can find tickets at ashlandfolkcollective.com. So on that track, that was Mike Montali on acoustic guitar and lead vocals. Brian Dunn playing our Steinway and doing backup vocals. And Don DeLego, a shaker. Lead shaker, that's right. Backup vocals and Anthony D'Amato playing bass on that.
Nice lead song. Bass.
And lead bass on that. So let's kind of talk about your early days. You've all been busy with solo projects. I know that both Don and Anthony have done JPR live sessions with us before. And Mike, you were the frontman of Hollis Brown. How did you guys all meet and get together?
Just hanging around New York. We've all played shows together over the years. Been on the same bill, kind of been in the same scene, and we're fans of each other, except for Brian's. None of us were fans of him. But other than that,
he just had a car.
He had a car.
Yeah, I have a very sick car. It's a really
tiny
cool car.
And we kind of got to a point one time where we wanted a little quick break from our own careers and get together, write some songs, come in and record over a weekend, and that's kind of how this started.
And after just working together, seeing each other, said, let's do this. Did it sort of gel together? Did somebody say, hey, let's be a band?
My lawyer called Don's lawyer, who called Anthony's lawyer, who called Mike's lawyer. It was a very like Eagle-esque situation. You know, none of us have actually ever spoken to each other off stage. So right.
We kind of all came to the conclusion around the same time that we were making too much money as solo artists. And we thought, what if we divide it four ways?
It keeps you hungry.
Yeah. That's
I'm so hungry right now.
So the name Fantastic Cat has kind of a cool story. Tell us about that.
Well, we made this record, and then we kind of went back to doing our thing. And at one point, someone said, hey, we made this record. Maybe let's do one show for our friends. And we're sitting at a bar in New York City figuring, well, if we're going to do one show, we need a name. Mm-hmm. And realizing that there's no good name you're going to come up with. All names are kind of inherently silly. We just sort of shook hands and agreed that when the bartender came back, we were going to ask her for a band name, and whatever it was, we would accept it. We came back, and Mike said, take a look at us. If you were to name us as a band, what would it be? And she said, she didn't even hesitate. She said, Fantastic Cat. And now we're wearing team jerseys on the radio.
Right. Yeah, right now they're wearing matching coats with Fantastic Cat, with a satin finish, almost like an old Letterman jacket. Is that what I'm thinking here?
Yeah, and we all look super muscular in them too, like just while you're describing
right.
our
but
look.
Me the
if
most.
I could fill out the, we all are, all our hair is super luxurious and great. We've all been hitting the gym. We all got great tans right now. So yeah.
Yeah.
Are we too young for radio?
Yeah.
Maybe so, yeah. So again, performing at Fry Family Farm tonight in Medford. Showtime is 7 p.m. And for some entertaining reading, I encourage you to check out their social media pages and their website, fantasticcatband.com. You won't be sorry. It's kind of fun.
It's so, all true.
How about playing us another song? What do you want to play?
All right. Here's another song off the new record. It's called Later On. Two, three.
Later on,
When they've all gone, I'll save a seat next to me for the long ride home. Late at night, when the world is quiet, at least you'll know in the afterglow you're not alone. Isn't it just madness, the life we made? Chaos every second now, big mistakes. I don't wanna be who they want me to be, and nobody sees me the way that I see me, like you see me. Later on, when they've all gone, I'll save a seat next to me for the long ride home. And late at night, when the world is quiet, at least you'll know in the afterglow you're not alone. And lately I've been thinking, and maybe I shouldn't think, it's caused me nothing but trouble now, among other things. And maybe I've been standing a bit too long in the crowd, wondering if I seem like I made good on my dreams that just flamed out.
All right, take it, Anthony.
I'll save a seat next to me for the long ride home. Late at night, when the world is quiet, at least you'll know in the afterglow that you're not alone. You're not alone. And later on,
later on,
when they've all gone,
they've all gone.
Oh, it's hard to believe how hard it can be to find some relief. And
late at night,
when they
kill the lights,
oh, nobody sees me the way that I see me, like you see me. Later on, when they've all gone, I'll save a seat next to me for the long ride home.
That's Fantastic Cat with a new tune, Later On. It's from their latest album, Now That's What I Call Fantastic Cat. They're my guest today in a JPR live session, performing tonight at Fry Family Farm in Medford. Tickets and information are at ashlandfolkcollective.com. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions. So, I'm kind of curious that you all had solo careers as songwriters and singers.
Have,
continue to have, yes, pardon me.
Why were you doing air quotes when you said careers, though?
How's the transition into working with three other songwriters on
hell?
Terrible. It's a nightmare. No, it's really great. You know, a lot of we've all spent time out here alone and touring solo acoustic, and that is rewarding in a lot of ways. But I think that it's no secret that collaboration is one of the strongest tools in music, and I feel like, you know, as a unit we're stronger together, and that's been a really enlightening, exciting thing to explore.
Yeah, I think we do a good job at really bringing the best out of each other's songs. Mm-hmm. You know, like my brain kind of is a little more into melody and the arrangement of side of things, and some of the,
and I'm more into money and sort of the commercial aspect, and like how can we sell this to Nike? Yeah,
right. So it helps.
So talking about bringing in songs, I mean, I got to actually witness you guys working on a newer song while we're waiting here. How does that process work with you? It's like I know, Mike, you were playing that song and you were getting like feedback just right on
the spot.
Yeah,
and before I was rudely interrupted by Brian, I was going to say that usually I you know, so I kind of hear things more, but these some Anthony and Brian in particular here are very lyric focused. So for me, that's great because, like you just saw, they kind of help me get to the place where the lyrics are no throwaways and really just tightening that aspect of things. And so we really complement each other pretty good with helping each other finish the vision that we have.
And Don's also there sometimes.
Well, Don, I don't remember Brian helping at all there.
Don doesn't remember much these days.
Napping is fun.
Great. So let's talk album titles. Your first
album. Camping is fun?
Napping is fun.
Your first album, Technically True at the time, was called The Very Best of Fantastic Cat. That's not usually a debut album title. The follow-up is the new one. Now, that's what I call Fantastic Cat. Also fun. How do you come up with these album titles?
We're generally just trying to make each other laugh in the van. I feel like with your solo career, you tend to be very precious about things because it's your name on the album and it's your name on the marquee outside the venue, and you're a little bit more cautious. When it's a band, you're willing to take some bigger swings and some bigger risks, because if you fail, you all fail together. So we kind of just, with this, we call it the George Costanza approach. We're doing the opposite of everything we would normally do in our solo careers, and finding that was actually the right move.
Great. So I had some ideas, if you don't mind, for upcoming Fantastic Cat.
Oh, okay.
Cat.
I love it.
The 1 year of the Fantastic Cat, I thought would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, we were saying that a lot of young 18 to 25-year-olds are really into Al Stewart these days, so maybe we should do a referential.
I think he's trending on TikTok, actually.
Okay,
That would definitely get you the...
Summer of Al.
Summer of Al. And then the other one I thought of was Fantastic Cat Scratch Fever.
Okay.
All right. Big Nugent guys.
Yeah,
I'm sure you are.
I don't like the music so much, but I love the politics.
I love the politics.
And the guns.
Yeah. Another fun thing you guys did is you've posed for band photos wearing custom-made cat masks. How did that come about?
We did. At that very first show we did, we decided, hey, let's take a photo to promote this. And we had a photographer come out and take some photos as we walked around New York. I remember seeing the first one going, no way does anyone want to see these four schlubs playing, with their acoustic guitars. Let's just throw these cat masks on it. And Anthony's wife drew up these great masks. We blew them up, and it's way better than seeing us. As you can tell right now, and you're in the studio.
Wait, I was going to say you're all wearing them now, but you guys just let that
cat. You ruined the illusion.
You let the cat out of the bag. We don't have a drum kit today, sorry.
Oh, no.
How long did you work on these, by the way?
So why is it come to bed?
I was going to mention you guys have a great self-deprecating humor as well as, though, poignant tunes. So how do you kind of balance that out?
I think, like Anthony said earlier, we're still writing similar tunes that we'd be doing on our own anyway, with the themes that we all like, but we take it lighthearted in our presentation of it. It's still, like, they're not joke songs, but
we're obviously,
a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It seems like you guys are having a lot of fun with it, and it probably makes it easier just to hang out together for long periods of time on long road trips and things.
Definitely.
Like that. So you guys got to work with Adam Duritz on a song off the new album, So Glad You Made It. How long have you guys known Adam?
I've known Adam for probably 10 years now. Yeah. With Hollis Brown, we opened for the Counting Crows for a full summer and became really good friends. He's a great guy. And Don brought the bones of a song, So Glad You Made It, and it had this kind of hook. And we just kept saying, man, just... can hear Adam Duritz singing on this chorus. And I was like, maybe I'll just throw it out to him, not really thinking. And he heard it and he was like, yeah, I'd love to do it. So we went over to his place and he recorded on the song, and he's been super supportive of our little project here.
We didn't even charge him that much to be on our record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or to be in the video.
I was going to say that video, his part in that video is pretty fun as well. We have that up on our website. You can find it there. It's a fantastic cat with
some Brian does some good acting in that as well.
Yeah. I've always said I'm the best actor of the bunch.
Yeah. Who's the second best?
Brian.
Cool. Well, I know you guys are kind of short on time, so you have a show to set up for shortly. Do you want to play that So Glad You Made It?
Let's do it. Oh,
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Also, we have all day. I don't know what you're talking about. We're not going anywhere.
We prepared a Ted Nugent medley, actually.
Oh, I would like to.
I dare you to name more than one Ted Nugent song.
Was there more?
A one, two,
Fantastic Cat Scratch Fever.
Read the news and her interviews. She went up, she went high, went low. And chose her words like a connoisseur. But that was a long time ago. So glad you made it. Ooh, la 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 la, la 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 la. I'm so glad you made it. Winter came, she took another name and got a letter from the town where she was born. It said, I don't know when you'll be coming back again. Nothing happens much around here anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. I'm so glad you made it. Twist the truth, but the rules remain the same. There ain't no way around this. So I said, babe, if you ain't swimming, you're drowning. I'm so glad.
glad you made it. La 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 la, la 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 la. So glad you made it.
That's So Glad You Made It. Fantastic Cat is my guest today in a JPR live session. It's from their latest record. Now that's what I call Fantastic Cat. They're performing tonight at Fry Family Farm in Medford. You can find tickets and information at ashlandfolkcollective.com. And stick around and listening to Open Air. It's another chance to win some tickets to see that tonight. Brian Dunn, Anthony D'Amato, Mike Montali, Don DeLego, thanks for dropping by today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I look forward to your next collaboration and future solo works. Be sure we get those in our mailbox somehow. I'm hoping to have this podcast up by tomorrow. You'll be able to find it on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. JPR Live Sessions are produced by John Griffin of Luna's End Studio, made possible with support from the Talent Club, featuring live music and cold drinks in a casual environment. Find their music schedule at talentclublive.com. Find more about Fantastic Cat and fantasticcatband.com, and that's where you can find them on social media as well. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions.